This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's been almost 2 years since a group of former President Donald Trump's supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building in Washington. Even now, federal prosecutors are charging men and women who breached the Capitol, some of whom are from Illinois. Yesterday, another suburban Chicago resident got 18 months probation for unlawfully entering the Capitol and a senator's office. And earlier this week, the founder of the far-right Oath Keepers group was found guilty of the much more serious charge of seditious conspiracy, among other things. All this, the January 6th insurrection writ large, is the subject of a new work for theater. It's called Homegrown, an Insurrection Play, and it explores the events leading up to that day from the perspective of a church community as it grapples with political polarization and its effects on the community. The play is premiering at Urbana's Station Theater tomorrow night, December 2nd, and it'll be running through December 11th. The play's author is a Champaign-Urbana playwright and historian. Nicole Anderson Cobb grew up in the southeast side of Chicago. She went on to earn a bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. She's taught at Illinois schools, including Augustana College, Roosevelt University, and UIUC. Her work explores American institutions, how people of color navigate those spaces, and the roles of religion and faith. Nicole Anderson Cobb joins us now to discuss her new play. Welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
So we're going to get to the play itself, but I want to start with what was the catalyst for the play, which is January 6th, 2021. Where were you that day? Take me through how you came to learn about what was happening in Washington, D.C.
Well, I was home. I was in the process of doing an online seminary fellowship, and so we met weekly at that point. And so I was home reading for the New Begin Fellowships. Our seminary cohort was going to meet, planning to meet that day. And I was home, you know, doing some reading, preparing for our workshop. And, you know, I kind of keep the TV on in the background. And right around midday, I began to kind of see some reporting coming in. And, you know, it was disconcerting. And so I reached out to a dear mentor of mine, a colleague, a fellow historian who is a friend and colleague. And we kind of sat on the phone for a while, just kind of talking about what was unfolding. And so, you know, I contacted her. I, you know, reached out to my husband. You know, I was concerned about other several of my colleagues were in D.C. at the time who were fellows in the same organization. And so I really began to think about the safety and security of people that I knew who were in the area and trying to kind of touch base and see how people were doing. And just, I was just in utter awe, really shocked, very in disbelief, really, as I watched this unfold. But I also knew that, I think as I watched it unfold, it just felt like the culmination of everything that was promised to us. And I say that meaning when months are spent preparing people to deny the election results, when time is spent fomenting anger about the outcomes of the elections, when there is an unwillingness to accept the results, I felt like I was watching the culmination of months and months of pent up and stoked anger that was directed right to the Capitol on the day when the election results would have been settled.
How do you take that reaction to that day, right? 1-6-21 has become one of those dates like 9-11-01 or 11-22-63. How do you take what happens, what you are feeling on that day, and to say, I'm going to channel this into a work for the theater?
Well, it doesn't happen automatically. I mean, I really spent the first few months of 2021 just kind of figuring out what was happening. Because I think even up until Election Day, I had a lot of fear and a lot of concern as to whether or not President Biden would even be allowed to take office. And would there be violence on the other side of that? So I think the first few months of 2021, I was just bracing for kind of January 6th, part 2, 3, or 4. And at the same time, I began kind of reading broadly, kind of finding literature to kind of help me make sense of what had happened on that particular day. What I also say is that the Dramatists Guild, I'm a member of the Dramatists Guild, and they launched a competition in March of 2021, challenging playwrights from around the world to figure out if they could write a play in 30 days. Mm. And I was like, 30? Who can write a full-length play in 30 days? So I began to really think about what am I going to write a play? Oh. And so I just gave myself permission to take all that reading and research and kind of, you know, kind of chewing on the subject matter and said, okay, well, let's just see. Give yourself 30 days, do what you can do and see what happens. And at the end of that 30 days, I had a full script. I was selected to have a bunch of New York actors do a reading of the play on Zoom in May of 2021 and got feedback from actors and some invited guests. And I was like, well, I guess I have a play here. So that's kind of, you know, kind of how that's kind of how plays happen for me.
Yeah. Well, let's get more into the play itself. What's the playbill description of it, so to speak, for people who are not familiar with it?
Well, I mean, you did a beautiful job of kind of summarizing. This is a play that is that really focuses on the events leading up to January 6th and the aftermath of January 6th from a church, from a fictional church community. So the play is set in a church where the staff of the church is trying to figure out what's happening in the community. And so this is a play that really interrogates the communities that are left in the wake of January 6th. But I was also very concerned about the fact that I was like, what was happening in communities for people to decide they were going to leave their homes, they were going to leave their comfort zones, they were going to pack up, go to DC in brutal January to participate. And so the play, that's what the play is about. It really looks at all of the things that I've read about and researched and learned about the concerns and the struggles that people were having in local communities and how that informed people's participation and subsequent return to communities after January 6th.
Yeah, you had a few things going on January 6th, right? There were the dedicated, hardcore, right-wing, anti-government extremists. I mentioned right. We saw one of the Oath Keepers convicted of seditious conspiracy this week. There were a lot of people who seemed to just want to get out of the house and, right. You know, maybe made some very bad decisions in the moment to trespass on federal property where, you know, who didn't necessarily. And then there were the people who just, you know, were beating up police officers. Right. You know, you almost wonder, could January 6th have happened without the pandemic and the stay-at-home orders and the isolation that people experience? And that's something you explore as well, right?
And it's a great observation in terms of understanding that as being yet another catalyst. The fact that people were pent up, you know, that we were grappling with this disease, that we were homeschooling, we were, you know, stuck in our homes. And for many people, like you said, there were many reasons for participation. For some folks, it was just an opportunity to get out and be among people that you thought were like-minded. And then I really do think there were people who went there with every intention of storming the Capitol. And then there were people who got caught up in the moment emotionally, and people on every and everywhere in between that spectrum of behavior. And the play really examines that. It looks at how people ended up participating in ways that they didn't even imagine just by virtue of being there. But the other thing I'll say too is that one of my other concerns in writing the play and that I continue to grapple with is how many families were impacted. I mean, in terms of doing some research, I use the Chicago Project on Security and Threats and doing some other reading, but as of November 11, 2022, 955 people have been charged. That's nearly 1,000 American families who have a loved one who is now in the criminal justice system. We have people who've lost livelihoods, who've lost status in their community, people who will be incarcerated. And so I was really interested and concerned about creating a space where we can talk about the fact that this insurrection impacted nearly a thousand families so far, but it has also happened. Insurrectionists came from 45 states. So this is both a national affair in terms of us needing to process what happened as a nation, but also understanding that this insurrection was also local, and 45 states sent members. And so all of our states need to be processing and unpacking why its members needed to participate in this way and how we can figure out what our civic life looks like now.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Nicole Anderson Cobb, a playwright, a PhD historian, and the author of the new play, Homegrown, an insurrection play, which is opening this weekend at the Station Theater in Urbana. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation in the roughly 5 minutes we have left today. You know, when I hear you talk, one of the things I hear coming through is empathy, and or at least an attempt at empathy for people that I think probably you are pretty politically well separated from. How would you say? Talk about why that's important to you, why you think that's a worthy thing, because I think that we're certainly experiencing a national deficit of empathy in America these days.
Well, I think that I'm a person of faith, and so my faith informs my interest in creating bridges and not barriers between communities. I also think that the fact that we have dehumanized one another. And so I think that my impulse, my kind of driving imperative is to create work, create theater that forces us into a room and to sit side by side and to really grapple with some of these issues together. And so I think that being in a position of empathy, it is central, because we don't get healing. We don't get to a place where we recognize each other's humanity and we recognize each other's value and we recognize that we can differ without wanting each other's destruction. We don't get there if we don't figure out how January 6th happened and how not to let it happen again. And so I just think you're absolutely right that empathy is required. But I also recognize, as I've said in another context, that everyone who participated, many folks, when you look at the data, these are people who had jobs and car notes and were taking care of elders and trying to figure out remote learning and dealing with the pandemic just like I was. And so part of the reason why I wanted to use the play is to examine more about how alike we are than how different we are. And the play takes up this issue. The play looks at, it kind of compares Black Lives Matter and MAGA in a certain way and really looks at various forms of political activism and its effect on families. So the question of empathy absolutely is present, because I think that we've got to figure out how to differ without destroying each other.
Just a few minutes left in our conversation. What do you hope people will take away from the experience of watching the play? You talked about getting people sitting together in a room, confronting things that maybe they might not otherwise think about or confront in their lives. What do you hope people take away from it?
I hope people find it to be humorous, because it is a humorous play. I hope people find it to be comedic on some level, though the topic is serious. I hope that people are challenged by some of what they hear, particularly because we live in such siloed and often segregated communities. I hope they're able to hear this multiracial and intergenerational cast. I hope they're able to hear some of the things that the young people, they're teenagers in the play, and to hear what teenagers are concerned about. I hope they're able to hear what the cast members of different races and backgrounds, how men and women experience the insurrection differently, how wives and wives, mothers, fathers, all experience it differently. So I hope that people, I hope the play is a vehicle. I hope it's a tool by which people can talk about some of what happened and talk about the legacy of it, because it's still with us. We still have cases that are haven't been adjudicated. We still have election denialism. We still have elections in 2022 that have not been, that are still being contested. We still have too much public violence, whether it's mass shootings or behaving badly on airplanes. And so I really hope that people have an opportunity to use this play to look at who we are and who we want to be to one another. I also, if I just have a few minutes, Brian, yeah,
We have about 1 minute. Go ahead. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I would love to also just celebrate on this 50th anniversary of the Station Theater. I just want to celebrate the station from Jackie, its fearless director, Kendall, the head of the board, the station selection committee. The Station Theater has been a phenomenal collaborator and partner. The director of this play, Ben Locke, the amazing cast, the crew, production crew, sound design, everybody. The station has been such a phenomenal partner and been such a champion of this new work on this very controversial and difficult subject matter. So I just want everyone to come out, support the station, bring your new work and let the station make you better as an artist. And let's give the station 50 more years of support for the amazing top tier productions that they produce for our community.
Nicole Anderson Cobb is a playwright and historian based in Champaign-Urbana. She's the author of Homegrown, an insurrection play, which opens this weekend at the Station Theater in Urbana. Nicole Anderson Cobb, thank you so much for being with us. And what do we say? Break a leg this weekend.
Thank you so much. I enjoy talking with you.
More to come after a short break. We're going to be talking about quinceañeras, the coming-of-age celebration for Latino girls when they become Latina women. There's an exhibit happening right now at the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. We're going to talk about that, as well as with some young people who recently marked their own quinceañera celebrations. That's coming up after a short break here on The 21st Show. Stay with us.